The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Now, sometimes as you travel around the country or ramble through a park, you'll come across an old thorn tree with bits of cloth or rags or sometimes trinkets hanging from the branches. It seems like a fairly harmless pursuit, but it's not always good news for the trees themselves. And our first guest this morning has started a Facebook campaign to save a couple of particularly significant and very old fairy trees at the Hill of Tara in County Meath. Carmel Divany, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And tell us about these trees.
These trees appeared with things tied to them over the last 4 years. Originally, we believed that they were used as a decoy away from the original fairy tree, which is further away from the Leofoil than these particular two. And the original fairy tree is now dying. It's old. It looks like it's been hit by lightning. One side is dead. And a large contributory factor towards its demise was also copper coins being hammered into it and rubbish, which used to be cleaned fairly regularly. And as it was starting to show very large signs of distress and dying, the practice then was put up towards these other two that are nearer to the Leofoil. So they're kind of acting as decoys.
I don't understand that, decoys. When you say decoys, what do you mean?
To keep them away from the original fairy tree. So these two trees, they stand together on an embankment just beside the Leofoil. You'll see them, you can't help but see them from a distance because they're covered in rubbish.
Yeah, and you provided us with a photograph, Carmel, of one of the trees, the hawthorn trees, and you can tell us what's hanging from it, but look, it looks to me like everything. There are clothes, there are trinkets, there are coins, as you say. It looks
It's an eyesore. It's very unsightly. It's not just the old practice was a fairy tree at an ancient well or a holy well, and people would come along and tie things like cotton or linen, biodegradable items, to the tree, and they'd make their prayer and ask for a disease or a condition of the body or whatever it was to be lifted, and as the cotton or linen degraded, then the condition would disappear, and that was the old tradition. So this seems to be a more modern fad. It's not at a holy
well. Only in the last few years this has started.
These two trees now have appeared like that in the last 4 years, but they really are it's gotten out of control completely now.
And I wonder why 4 years ago, what was it that triggered? In fact, if there is anyone listening who has attached trinkets or some paraphernalia to a tree near you, please get in touch with us at 51551 or our email john@rte.ie. But 4 years ago, so it's something something certainly that has come into vogue in the last few years.
Yeah, it definitely appears to be a decoy away from the old tree to bring people up to these two trees. So if they were going to attach anything, to take it away from the tree that has the real fairy energy. These trees now are in distress. They have things tied so tightly around them that the leaves can't even unfurl. So we had a clean-up on summer solstice and about 25 people turned up that day, and we spent 2 hours cleaning rubbish from the trees. Now, we're not talking prayer rags or clouties, as they're known in Scotland. We're talking plastic bottles, plastic bags, sweet wrappers, anything they could find, but locks, handcuffs. So there's metal, everything on the trees. And another thing then that is, I'd say, probably one of the most alarming thing, hair bands tied so tightly that new twigs can't emerge. Branches are being damaged. You can see them dying. And we couldn't even get them off. They were so tight, we couldn't even get them off with scissors. We had to go and get blades and take them off like that. And it's very important because there's a cadmium layer inside the tree. It transports nutrients up and down. So you have your nutrients and water going up and your sugar going down. And if that's impeded by things being tightly bound onto the tree, the tree will die, and it'll certainly be damaged, and it is showing signs of distress, both of them.
Yeah, I'm just thinking though, when you mention things like handcuffs, that's certainly not to do with a wish on a fairy tree, is it?
It's not on a tradition.
It sounds more like vandalism.
To me, it's an insult to the tree. It's definitely not a wish or a prayer.
Yeah. And you know, you're obviously not a tree surgeon, so you're just presuming that the tree is in distress by what's going around it. I mean, you're fairly certain that this is what's causing the problem.
Yeah, it is. It's visible. It is visible to see it. And even when we were taking off these really tightly bound things onto the tree, you could see leaves unfurling. So you could actually see it breathing again, practically. So if the leaves can't unfurl, the berries can't unfurl. The berries can't grow, sorry. And if the berries can't grow, the birds don't have food. So it's a knock-on effect, you know, apart from being a total eyesore. And it's a health hazard as well. We even found a syringe there. So it's not good. Yeah. It's not good for the tree, and it's not good for the image of Tara. Most people who see it will complain about it.
Sure.
It's totally out of control now at this stage.
And what about the OPW? Have they said anything about supporting your call for this to stop?
No, they haven't. But we would like to put that call out there to the OPW to engage with us in helping to divert people away from this practice and ask them to please bring their rubbish home and not to hang it on the trees.
Put up a sign saying don't go near the tree.
That would be very helpful.
How old are the trees, incidentally?
They're about 400 or 500 years old, I would imagine.
And have you met people, by the way, who've put stuff on the tree, and have you asked them why so?
I have, and we have approached people who we saw putting things on the trees, and some of them have said that they've been directed to leave a wish at the tree by tour guides and bus drivers. So we'd probably like to engage with them as well and ask them to maybe direct them to the Holy Wells, which is where the original practice would have taken place. You go and you make your wish there or say your prayer there, you know. And if you really want to leave a wish at a tree at Tara, possibly another alternative would be to maybe leave a strand of hair or weave your prayer into long grass and leave it at the tree. But not rubbish.
Not rubbish, yeah. And it is, like, it is, looking at it, it's festooned with different items. Clothes.
Underwear clothes, as well. I mean,
underwear
bras.
On the tree. Yeah. All on the tree.
Socks, underwear. Fairies in your pants comes to mind, so it's not a good thing.
And they don't leave a note or anything. They just...
There are notes as well, which is another thing I'd like to say. You can see that a lot of the offerings are well-intended and they are from a genuine place. But when you're leaving paper on the tree, then think about who has to clean it up when the wind comes along and sweeps it all over the house, all over the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the notes themselves, have you read any of them?
Yeah, some of them are poignant, and some of them are asking for people help with people's conditions or babies who are dying, people who have passed over.
It's very heartfelt for a lot of them.
Yeah.
And they're looking for any possible opportunity.
Absolutely.
To a wish or something that'll happen that'll improve their lot.
But as I said, this is more a modern fad. The old tradition, which we'd really like to make people aware of as well. And because those traditions are important to our culture, to keep those traditions alive, is to direct them to the Holy Wells instead of putting offerings on the trees.
And is it really ruining the environment at the Hill of Tara?
It is. As I say, it's gradually just getting worse and worse and worse.
And just some of our texts in here. John, the supposed champions of Tara, those that oppose the motorway, you can't see. The same ones that neglect their personal hygiene. They started this filthy tree-killing habit. Another text in says, could this practice have anything to do with the latest fashion of putting padlocks on bridges all over Europe? And bravo, people welcoming the fact, Carmela, that you're planning a clean-up because the trees look terrible. What is the plan? You're going to have a big clean up this weekend, is it?
On Sunday, this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock, we'd like to invite as many people as possible to come and join us, and we're going to join hands around the tree. We'll say a prayer for all of the intentions that were heartfelt and came from a genuine place to all those people, and then we're going to build a clean up based on that. So
will you be taking away everything?
We're going to aim for everything, but anything that's damaged into the tree is going to be gone.
Yeah, like the coins that are embedded in the tree.
Yeah, we have to be careful about that.
Yeah,
because to take the coins out, it's bad enough that they go in, and you can see a red ring around some of the wounds that have been inflicted on the tree from the copper leaching into the tree. So to take it out can leave it open to bacterial and viral infection. So we'll have to use a solution to go on that to help to boost the tree's immune system. It's a herbal, organic thing.
This cleanup isn't for the superstitious, because when you think about what you're doing, there would be a little bit of unease, would there?
To some people, yes, you know, but our concern is the tree, and we believe that most people will understand that we're sending out the prayers, and we're also trying to make people aware of the real tradition of the tree and wishes and prayers and send them to where it would do more good.
James says, the practice is alive and well at Tubernelli Holywell in Sligo. It is cleaned up on a regular basis. It is an old tradition in Ireland. And Dara says, I think that for some people it's a place to put messages for the departed and wishes for loved ones. We had this at Newbridge House in Donabate. So we don't mind really some placement of memorabilia there.
But things like locks and handcuffs and underwear and nappies and plastic bottles, all going to go.
Yeah, and do you think that is just, that's just vandalism and that's just people...
You can't help think
no
that, is that it has to be that. But at the same time, is it that they're just picking up whatever's nearest to them at hand, mm-hmm. which I suspect is possibly where the hair bands are coming from as well. Mm. But they're tied so tightly, like I said, it is damaging the tree. And if you stand... The photograph that you're looking at there doesn't do it justice because you'd really need a video or to stand right
in
front of it.
Well, in fact, what we'll do is we'll put it up on our website, rte.ie/John Murray, and people will get some idea of how the tree has been.
And that's just the outer part of the tree. When you go in, every single twig is covered with something.
Yeah, the Mound of Tara, by the way, is it anything like the one at Newgrange?
Considering we have, as a tourist attraction, there was about 10,000 people recorded visiting the interpretive centre last year. This is recorded by the OPW. And other similarities, the Mound of the Hostages, which is a 6,000-year-old mound on the Hill of Tara, is a solar and lunar observatory as well. So we have a solar alignment at Imbolc, beginning of February, and again at Samhain, the end of October, beginning of November. And every 19 years or so, the full moon will shine into the back stone of the Mount of the Hostage as well. Sarah's cycle, that's
called. So it's a place we should respect and look after.
Absolutely. It's our ancient heritage.
Carmel Divany, thanks a million and good luck with the cleanup. A reminder of when it is, what day it is and what time?
Next Sunday, 3 o'clock, Hill of Tara.
Okay. Thanks a million for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Take care.